Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with
Lawin Media Network.
The following program is produced by Lawin Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Lawin Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The content provided in this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Lawin Media Network does not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information.
Your question was the craziest thing I've done for love. I think tonight we are actually talking about a very, very interesting topic. All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Be Bold, Why Not? And magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat, sa ating mga viewers sa Philippines. And good evening, Christian. How are you doing? We are kind of separated tonight.
I know. We're doing online, which saves us some driving, but also we miss like having each other in person.
So, that's right.
People don't know we have dinner before this, so we have the energy and like talk about what we're gonna do. But this is also nice because we get to relax a little bit while we're doing this. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually off, but you know how busy it is. You know, my weekend was a little bit busy. Mara had her recital finally, so it was pretty good. I mean, she had a lot of dances and she got recognized by their studio director as most valuable dancer and dancer of the year, you know, in her studio. So I think her hard work and passion and everything is getting recognized. And I'm just so proud of her. So she's chilling a little bit. It's last week of school also this week. So I'm just so glad that she'll get a chance to just kind of relax and chill and just rest, because she's been very, very busy. And she was just telling me earlier when she came from school, it's like, Mom, I'm not so used to not doing anything. And, you know, she even went straight to the gym after school.
Wow.
Oh, my God. How good it is when you're getting trained from the very beginning. Like, she's been doing this all her life, so I think she had built that discipline and character and hard work, and coupled with her passion and everything, she's like, I'm just so proud of her. But I can't believe that she's gonna be senior this coming school year. So I'm like, oh, I'm not ready for that.
But you're also graduating.
Yes. So I'm just not so ready. But what about you? How was your weekend? I know I missed some of our activities because, you know, I can't be in two places at one time. I can't split my body. I wish I could, but I'm not Superwoman. But how was your weekend?
I just remembered what I did while you were asking me, because like also like so much. Yesterday I was in Austin. I was shooting some projects over there, but also this past weekend it was the gala for Gawad Kalinga. So Gawad Kalinga, as most of us already know, they help like people in need in the Philippines. They make like feeding programs, they build houses. I know like in our college we were helping build houses for Gawad Kalinga. So yeah, a lot of great work by great Filipinos in here, and so happy to be part of it. And Lawin Media Network is a sponsor as well, so we live streamed it, and I got videos of it too that I'll share with them. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, I kind of saw it, so it's pretty good. I wish I was there, but anyway, you are watching us live on Facebook, YouTube, and stream.lawin.live. But if you miss our live show, you can listen to our podcast. So tell them, Christian, where they can listen to.
Yeah, I actually have my list again. I lost it for a while. But anywhere you get your podcasts, we are Spotify, Amazon, Pandora. What else do I have here? Google iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Deezer, Player FM, Good Pods, Podcast Index, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, and Pocket Cast, among many others, I'm sure.
Yes, that is really true. So if you miss the live show, you can listen to those different platforms or podcasts. But we'd love for you to join live, because as we have on our show every week, we have a game. So let's show them the mechanics.
How to join the game. 1. Watch the live show and listen to the conversations. 2. Participate and share your experiences on the topic during the live show. 3. Type your thoughts or experience via comment section. 4. All participants are eligible to win a prize. 5.
Oh, let me continue that. 5. The more comments, the more chances of winning. So if you comment like 2 times, your name's going to be in the entry 2 times. If you comment 10 times, your name's going to be there 10 times. So comment 20 times and you'll probably be winner, right?
Winner, yeah. And then at the end of the show, that's when we're going to put all your names in the wheel of names, right? Wheel of names. And then we're going to pick the winner. It's going to be random. So there's no cheating or anything like that, because you're going to see how it goes. So, yeah.
And if you do win, watch out for one of us to message you for your prize. Because I know there's some people I need to give prizes to, but they haven't added me yet or haven't replied to me. So I got your prize.
Yes, yes. So, and let us know, or you can request us, like befriend us on Facebook, so we can actually communicate with each other, so we can give you your prize. Anyhow, for this month, we've been basically, you know, focusing, although the last episode was, wow, it was really good. We got to go to the city of Houston, and we had the city controller as our guest. And oh my God, he's an amazing individual. We are so blessed to have known him and his staff, like Joanne Ray was there. I mean, they're doing something really great for the city of Houston. So thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Chris Collins, right?
Collins with an H.
Chris Collins, sorry.
Thinking about Phil Collins, which is the singer, which is also a good person, I think.
Yes, Mr. Chris Collins, thank you so much for being our guest with in our last episode. We truly, truly appreciate you. We salute you for what you do. You're a very smart, talented, dedicated person, a family man, and wow, you're just amazing. We salute you and thank you for gracing our show last episode. And of course, it's still month of May. So you know what's really special about the month of May? It's all about mothers. It's all about grannies. It's all about all the women out there, maybe aunt, you may not have kids, but you have like adopted kids or you foster kids. In any capacity that you take on a role of a mom or a woman in someone's life and just really inspire and help rear or bring up these children or these young adults or in the society, then you are a mom by all means. And oh my God, I don't know, but I'm so surprised, because my kids, you know how my boys are not around, right? Both of them are not in the house. So I was so surprised how they sent me like gifts, and I still am getting gifts. I'm so touched, because they actually sent me this it's like a journal, but it's more of like mom's story. So it's like Xavier message, you know, in there. He had a special message for me. Now, Ma, we would like to know how your life story was. So he sent me this journal that I can write my story and dedicate it to my kids. And then he sent me a blankie, you know, a blankie with words. I may not be there, Mom, but always, you know, when you just use this blanket, and a big hug from me, something like that. So I'm using it. So it's, you see, I'm so blessed with my kids. So what did you do for your mom, Christian? Because I know she's in the Philippines.
Well, Yana did most of it, but she baked cookies for them because it's also my dad's birthday. Mm-hmm. So it's like and also she also baked some for my sister who's also a mom. So yeah, I owe her a lot because that's our gift to her. So yeah.
Wow, that is so good. But tonight we are so grateful to have someone who's not just a mom to her children and a grandma to her grandchildren, but she's pretty much a mom for the community. Because, you know, she's a retired nurse. She is the founder and coordinator of the Filipino Cancer Network of Metro Houston. So she's helping a lot of families. And she's really a very dedicated person, very upbeat, I just love her. I mean, it's like it's never a dull moment when you're around her. Yes. And we're so blessed to have her tonight. Christian, why don't you introduce our guest?
Well, I feel like you did most of it. So, I mean, I'll let you do it because, like, this is also the first time I'm meeting her, right?
Anyway, we are so glad to have on our show tonight no other than Miss Cherry Sloan Medrano. Yay, Miss Cherry, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm looking at a blank telephone. What do I do?
Oh, us too. Did you unlock your phone? Is it locked or?
No, it's not locked.
Okay.
Maybe there's at the bottom, there's like a camera and maybe it's just off.
Oh, okay, let me look.
Or maybe the actual camera is covered. Maybe. How are you holding your camera?
It's on top of a box.
Yeah, we just had you pre-prod. We were just seeing you.
Okay. It happened.
There you go. All right. What happened anyway? You know, it's just technology glitch. It's okay. We got you.
The tornado affected it somehow, maybe.
I don't know. The storm did it. Maybe I'm just not pretty enough to be in this camera.
No.
No. But let's blame it on the storm. It's nobody's fault. and technology. Yeah. Good evening, Botticherry.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to be here. How are you guys doing? And nice to meet you, Chris.
Yes.
And
yes,
thanks for all your compliments, MJ.
You're welcome, Paul. But yeah, as we were talking about, you know, you, I know you have a lot of involvement in the community, despite you being retired, but just give us a little bit of background, Paul. When did you come to the U.S., how many kids you have, and all that, all that sort of stuff. Just so our viewers will get to know you before we come to know you as a granny and as a mom, let's get to know you as a person. Yeah.
Okay. Might be until tomorrow when I finish my description of my life.
Have limited, unlimited time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I have 5 minutes, 2 minutes?
Take anyway, all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I immigrated here in the U.S. in February of 1973, but Houston is not my place at the beginning. We were recruited by a big educational institution in New Orleans, called Axner Medical Foundation. So me and my twin sister, she's also a nurse, and 18 others were flown to New Orleans. A very cold day in February, it was snowing, and I was thinking, oh, God, they lied to us. They say it never snows in Louisiana. Here it is snowing. Anyway, that was a good experience because first time for me to see snow. And I worked there in the operating room for about 25 years maybe.
Wow.
Until I got married there. After about 3 years of being there, I started dating people, and it's like, oh, it's fun, because I was not allowed to date when I was in college. My father strictly told us, well, in college, no dating. So we obeyed that because we're scared of my dad, which is good. And so I met my first husband in New Orleans. He just graduated from law school when I met him, and got married after, you know, after dating close to a year, and we had two beautiful children and moved into our home. He asked me, actually, would you want an engagement ring or a house? And I said, house. So didn't want any engagement ring. I can buy my own ring if I want to. So I said, okay, so we have a house. And then got my children there, a boy and a girl. The oldest one is a girl named Myrna Rachel. And the second one, named after my dad, Jeff, with a G, G-E-O-F-F. Froyland, that's my dad's name. And so I was blessed with them because they're very close in age. They're like 14 months apart. And then we moved across the lake in Covington, Louisiana, which is, you know, about maybe 30 miles from New Orleans. And I like that because it's like a resort town and just very nice. It's indescribable, but I love it there until I decided to move to Houston and start a new life. My first husband died of cancer, sad enough. But anyway, my kids decided to move here to Houston. My daughter went to New York for college, but decided that she didn't really like being an occupational therapist. So she decided to come to Houston and went to Houston Culinary Arts. That's where she took culinary arts and became a chef. The same time, dual degree at U of H, took communication and public relations as a degree. My son, as the younger one, they're now 45 and 46. My younger son, Jeff, decided to not to go to college at all. He said, why do I go to college when I can teach my professor how to do more things? Because he was into computers since he was 9 years old. He built computers since he was 9 years old. He's just amazing. And I did not even know that he's gonna survive and smart as a whip, because he was like 6.5 months when he was born preemie in New Orleans. And I didn't know he was gonna survive because he was in NICU and he was just a mess. But now he's just left and right with computer. And currently, my daughter, who lives in Katy with her husband and two and three children, are both chefs. They have a business called Silver Whisk Elite. They cater to high-end events and chef to some of the athletes here for Rockets, for the Astros, and for the other organizations. I forgot the name of other sports. And my son lives in Austin, actually in Pflugerville, where he's now going to be working as a director for a big security company and a finance company. So I'm very proud of them. They're good. My son doesn't have children, but my daughter has three. One, 13 years old. He just turned 13. His name is Ari. Then a big gap because of the second husband. The first girl is Gemma Lucia is her second name. Then, of course, the youngest one, 3 years old, Kira Capri is her name, and they're both characters. I don't know where they get that, but they're characters. So I moved to Houston in 1996, and I did not date anybody because I started working first, find a new job, and I got a house here, and I work as a case manager before I left in New Orleans from a HMO company. But then I moved here. I work for UMQM, big company. And then from there, I work at TIR, used to be TIR, the Institute of Rehabilitation and Research, a case manager. And then I moved, now it's Herman Rehabilitation. It's now bought out by Herman. Then I worked at Select Specialty Hospital as a case manager also, until I was recruited to work at MD Anderson as a case manager for the Physicians Network. I did not work in the hospital, but I handled NHL patients who are contracted with MD Anderson. About 500 of them are my patients. So that was fun. And basically, I enjoyed my job as a case manager. Before that, of course, when I work at Ochsner, I was working in the operating room first as a head nurse, because I was a head nurse in the Philippines when I left after graduation. And in Ochsner, I work in staff development. I work as the coordinator of a School of Surgical Technology, where I develop an internship in the operating room for nurses, doctors, and surgical techs. Of course, I did some lectures, didactic lectures for the School of Surgical Technology. And I was, an educator for the employee education and training for new employees. Then moved out there and, of course, taught the nurses from the grounds up in the operating room. And until I move into the HMO portion of Ochsner before I move here to Houston. And make the story short, I work at MD Anderson, enjoyed my job tremendously. While I was working there in 2008, I was challenged to form a cancer network for Filipinos here in Houston, because the director of the Asian Cancer Council of American Cancer Society, which I was a member, look around us and looks and shame us by saying, hey, we have a lot of Asians here and they have a cancer network for support, like the Chinese, Vietnamese, Japanese, Korean, Indian, and whatever, you know, they have support group, but the Filipinos mostly staff the medical centers here. Without you, we collapse. Doctors, nurses, medics, how come you don't have a support group? So I said, well, I don't know. And so he looked at me and I said, Dr. Ho said, and how about you, Cherry? What do you think? You take the challenge to start a cancer network? I said, okay, why not? So I did.
Okay, Tita. Let me, I love that you talked about your whole family first before you. That's very, I feel like that's very selfless and like a very mom-like thing to do, which I'm so happy to learn about your family. But before we go into the cancer network, let's take a short break, and then so you can drink some water as well. And yeah, we'll be back.
Okay.
Another one, till death do us part. What happens to a will after a divorce in Texas?
Oh,
from Brian Wong. Brian Wong, a lot of fans.
You have a lot of friends. But that's an interesting question. Till death do us.
All right, we're back. Before we continue, let's again, our viewers, we encourage you to have any. And, you know, do your shout outs, questions, if you have any comments at all, feel free to do so. All right. Yeah. So, Christian, you have any question for Ate Cherry?
It was getting exciting. That's why I was like, okay, I also need, like, with all the stories, I was also getting thirsty, and I'm sure she was too. So I was like, let's go on a break. Like, this sounds very about to be like even more inspiring than like the whole story. So, yeah. Tell us about the cancer network and how it started.
Okay, so when I was challenged, I said, okay, no problem. Never started an organization before. I always joined the community organizations here in Houston and also in New Orleans, but never had one that I actually founded or, you know, started as from the ground up. So I said, okay, sure, I do it. Because at that point, I was a president of the Filipino Nurses Association of Metro Houston. I was a current president when I was challenged in 2008. And my term was ending, excuse me, because I started in 2006 to 2008. So I said, okay. So I went back to my members and officers and I said, guess what? I said, I think it's about time for us to be out there in the community. And I was challenged. And I think you have my back. And I think I have your support. So I told them all about, you know, the cancer network that I'm starting to think about. And they said, what's that about? I said, I don't know yet. I said, we're going to have to, it's a support group. And we have to facilitate supporting each other in the community, not just for Filipinos, but for the community. So what about you join me and we will take baby steps, and we'll put our heads together and put our thinking caps and see what we want to do. And first, let me know who wants to join me. So they're about maybe out of my my membership, because I did it at a membership meeting, maybe about 25 that said, okay, they raised their hand, we will join you. And I said, I don't want to be exclusive, because we're going to join others, not just PNAMH, but I want other organizations, the community, especially cancer survivors and caregivers. Are you okay with that? And they said, that's okay. So I have a lot of contacts because of other organizations which I was active with. So I asked them, and some med tech, some doctors, some teachers said, yeah, we'll join you. So I set a meeting with, of course, with the consent of the PNAMH membership, because majority are from there. So they said, let's meet on a Saturday. And I talked to American Cancer Society with my contact, because I'm a member of American Cancer Society as well. And I said, can we meet in your facility, so that you don't have to rent anywhere, and we'll just bring some food or whatever? And they said, no problem. So we met there one Saturday evening in January of 2008. And there were about maybe 45 of us that showed up. Of course, we ate first. And then when we got there, we started talking about, first of all, you know, I welcomed them and I told them, okay, this is going to be a challenge for all of us, not just me. And if you're with me, then we will do it. And they said, okay. So I said, first, what do you want us to call ourselves? And they said, okay, this or that or the other, all kinds of names. And said, well, anyway, bottom line is we came up with the Filipino Cancer Network of America, Metropolitan Houston, that will encompass all of Houston and the surrounding areas. So we agreed on that. And they said, we'll just use our acronym FCNA-MH to separate us from others who might develop later on, because I told them that one of my goals is not just for Houston, because like MD Anderson, the mission is not to eradicate cancer or make a difference on cancer treatment, not just in Houston, but throughout the United States and throughout the world. So we're going to hit the PNAMH and then PNAAA chapters. If they're willing to join the fight, then we will join. We will join and put our hands together and help with the cancer war. And they said, that's good. That's good. So FCNAMH was born January 2008. With the blessing of mostly PNAMH members and officers. Okay. So we decided to have our mission and vision, and we decided that we're going to have, of course, a slogan. So our slogan basically is together, that we care, because together we'll care for each other. So we did that, and then we have our goals. What activities do we want? What logo do we want? And somebody said, oh, my daughter knows how to do logos. So, okay, so we assigned that. And, of course, we said we're going to have bylaws. Before bylaws, we have to have officers. So we have, okay, we're going to have to volunteer people. So, of course, they said, you're going to be the overall coordinator. And so we asked people, you know, who wants to be the co-coordinators, who wants to be treasurer, secretary, assistant, blah, blah, blah. So all the officers were filled up with those present. And so we said we're going to have an election after 2 years. But right now we will have these officers, and we will have this mission and vision. We have these goals. And so for the first meeting, we had a lot of accomplished, and we decided we're going to meet monthly until we decided we are stable and we can go ahead and maybe do a PowerPoint and let everybody know who we are. And another thing that we decided, of course, is the bylaws, which is necessary, because we decided at that point that even though we have a big community outreach with PNAMH, it will be good if we have our own 501c3, which is a nonprofit organization. I'm familiar with that because USC Nurse Association had a 501c3, which I was a president too a year before that. So I said, okay.
Yeah. So it seems like, yeah. So it seems like you really have a lot of, you know, like a passion to help people. But now let's, 2008 until now. So that's like FCNAMH have been in existence for like 16 years.
Yeah. 16 years. Yes.
Yes. Yes. But being, you know, having those activities, you're president of the USD, Nurses Association, being the coordinator and founder of CNMH, FCA, NAMH. So how do you find time? And how old were your kids back then when you were starting all of this? When you
They're grown up. They're already grown up, and they didn't live with me anymore. They were, you know, doing their own thing. But of course, I stay connected with them. They would come visit me. I go visit them wherever they were. And I just, the reason I like doing what I'm doing is because I'm passionate. But my first passion, of course, is my family. And I cannot just put that on the side. And it takes precedence whenever there are things going on with them. I'm going to have to make time for them. So the key is time management. I manage my time. I keep a calendar, and I block off what I need to block off for my family and what I block off for my community outreach and for my organizations. Because it's not only USD and FCNA. I also belong to FAC. I belong to FACOS before. I belong to PCCI. And board members of this and board member of the other, the Ilocano Association. So it's fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy being active. But with me working, it's really tough. But I would spend the night until sometimes 1 o'clock doing agenda and minutes and all that kind of stuff, which is no big deal because I like writing anyway. I write because, you know, that was my first love is journalism, actually. I like writing. So it's no big deal. But, of course, my family, my siblings, especially my children, too, kept on telling me, when are you going to retire? When are you going to retire? When are you going to spend more time with us? You know, although you're spending time with us, but looks like, you know, your passion is more on your cancer network and other organizations. So I said, no, that's not true. I tell them that I have two hands. In both hands, I have 5 fingers. They are both equally important because I cannot lose one right or one left. And all these fingers are important. And they go, okay, now the analogy is understood. When are you going to retire? So make the story short, I did not retire until last year. So I've been a nurse. I was a nurse for like 52 years before I actually retired. And I'm getting used to being retired, but I still see no difference because I'm still busy as ever. Because now that I'm retired, they're pulling me left and right, especially my children, who my daughter, rather, who lives in Katy with 3 children. So now they said, Mom, you cannot babysit, so you come. Babysit. Yeah, we're going here, we're going there, and you babysit. I'm like, oh my Lord. I said, I love my children. I love babysitting. But I said, you have to remember, I'm now over 70 years old. And they said, and running around with a 4-year-old and 3-year-old, the 13 years old is no problem, but the 4 and 3, oh my God, they're literally climbing all over the place and they ask you 10,000 questions, which is fine because I can see that they are very smart, you know, and they ask a lot of questions, a lot of attention, which, you know, I'm challenged. Like yesterday, they came over to my house and I was surprised because I had this squeezy brain sponge that you use for stress reduction. And it was on the table and my granddaughter, 4-year-old, took it and look at it. It's blue. Small blue brain. Look at that blue brain and look at my husband and said, Lolo, this is the brain. I'm like, oh my God, where did she find that? How did she know the name for that? And I was like, what?
Well, she got it from you, po.
I don't talk to them in you know, in terms of medical stuff. I don't really talk. You know, maybe she listened to her mom. I don't know, but she's not medical either. And then the younger, the 3-year-old, talks like, you know, she's an adult because then she looks at my husband and said, right? And then my husband said, huh? What are you saying? He said, right, okay. And then my daughter was eating and she said, hey, would you want to eat this? And she says, absolutely not.
Wow.
We have a comment. We have a comment for somebody just, I know, Tito Florencio Ginhawa. He said, you do commendable service for the Philam community, especially the cancer patients. Yes. Oh,
thank you so much. It's all my pleasure.
Yeah. So in 3 words, po, how do you manage your time, like between family, community service? And I know you love to dance and party and all that. So in 3 words, how do you manage
three
your
words,
time?
Number one is priorities. Number two, actually, it's 2 words, time management. And number 3, passion. So if I prioritize what I need to do in my life, whether it's family, job, you know, church, community services, and of course, that's my passion. All of them are my passion. And I'm a multi-facial person. And so that's my passion, and therefore I need to time manage them. So that's what I do. It's four words, actually, is my priority, passion, and time management.
Okay, and Christian, do you want to read the question? We have a question.
Sure, yeah. We have another one from Facebook, from NJ Bakani. Okay. She's they're asking, what do you enjoy most about being a grandma?
I enjoy most when I'm with them and they hug me and they kiss me and they tell me, Lola, you're the best Lola in the world. And then my three-year-old would say, yeah, so pretty too. I'm like, oh my Lord, are you guys blind? Are you guys blind?
They want something, grandma. No, I'm just kidding.
I said, what do you want? Chocolate? You know, and then I would tell my 13-year-old, she goes, Lola, my 13-year-old boy would say, are you gonna be looking at me when I become a football player, because he wants to be a football player. He's very good at football. And he said, when I graduate college, I'm gonna be an engineer and you're gonna be there, right? I'm like, I'm gonna be 75 this year. I don't know if I'm gonna live that long. He's only 13 years old. I said, why? You're gonna be there, right? I'm like, I'll try. She goes, well, why do you say you try? Because I'm old, Lola. You're not old. You don't look 75. You look like you're 25. I said, oh, come on.
I was surprised when you told me you were 75 and you just retired last year at 74. Yes. Wow.
Yeah. You should see her at parties, Christian.
I dance. Kidding. I love to dance.
She's dancing. Yeah. Yeah, she's a party girl like me. Like, right? And we have a comment too from Marge Swib. What is that? Thai?
Tayuan.
Good morning. Good morning.
I guess my other question is, since we mentioned your age already, like, what's your secret?
people ask me that all the time. My secret is stay happy and take care of yourself. And just be positive about everything. That's the way I do it. And even when I was called to be in the panel in the court, you know, to be what do you call this
jury
now?
Jury duty.
The judge was kept. There were about 200 people up there. I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to be here. So he kept on looking at me, and they make us fall two lines: those that have excuses and those without. So I was at the back of the line of those with excuses. I'm just gonna tell them I'm too old, because if you're 71, you're excused. So I said, okay, I like to serve, but this is getting too long, you know, and I have things to do. So then I was just looking at me. I said, why is this judge looking at me? Does he think I'm a criminal or what? So when I got close to the front, he called me with his fingers, and I went there. I'm like, yes, sir. And she said, I want to ask you something. She said, why are you in this line? I said, what do you mean? I said, you asked me if I have excuse, and I have an excuse. You are in the jury duty. I said, yes. She said, I'm old enough. I said, okay, I understand, but can I ask you, what is your excuse? I said, because I'm old. What do you mean you're old? I said, because I'm over 71. I'm thinking, oh no, oh no, oh no. And I said, I'm sorry if I'm looking at you, because I'm thinking, what is this girl doing in this line? You know, so anyway, she looked at the clerk and said, hey, do you believe that this woman is 71 years old? And the clerk kind of laughs. He said, of course not. And I said, yes, I am. She goes, I'm sorry, ma'am, I don't think you're a liar, but would you please take out your license? I'm like, my driver's license? I drive. He said, yeah, but take it out, please. So I sent it to him. I said, oh, guy, this guy's going to put me in jail or something, you know. So I showed it to him, and he was looking at me, looking at the license, and said, oh, my God, this is you, huh? I said, yep. And he said, well, what is your secret, ma'am? I said, secret of what? I said, of you. I really, really thought you might be in your early 50s. I'm like, what? No. Wow. I'm in my early 50s. At the most, you'll be 51 or 52. I said, no, sir. I'm 70-something years old. And he said, well, okay. So I guess your excuse, huh? And he said, we'll excuse her, clerk. And said, yes. And then he said, but he was shaking his head. And all the people around me were looking at me, and I was so embarrassed. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I said, no, you'll be sorry, but you're blessed. I said, well, thank you, sir. And I left. I'm thinking, oh, my God. And he followed me when I walk away because he said, I cannot believe it. I was looking at you, not because I was thinking something. I was just thinking, what? What's her excuse? You know, yeah. I'm thinking, she said, but anyway.
That's yeah, we have another question. Christian, yes. Why don't you read the question from Jewel? Sure.
First of all, like, you would think that the courts would check before they would invite you, right? Like, what the ages of the panel will be. But yes, the question is from Jewel Bakani. Thank you, Jewel. You speak with conviction and determination. Ooh. And she was also asking if your husband is a lawyer, because I think you also mentioned it before. And he's also asking, how did you develop such qualities? And she's talking about the determination. From the region you were at in the Philippines, or did you develop that here? Were you always like this?
I'm always like that. Actually, my dad was a lawyer, and my mom was a teacher, and there are 8 children. We were all educated. We're all Finnish college, and at their expense, and we just pick what college we want and what career. And my father sent us and said, "You're not to work anywhere outside your career. I'm going to send you full time and on vacation. You go on vacation." And he said, "Out of 8 children, you're going to take my position, my practice as a lawyer because you have the big mouth." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And he also called me the clown when we were in a table eating dinner or lunch. He would say, "What you weak like? Look like? You know, how was we weak?" And I would always raise my hand. Me first. And they go, "No, if she speaks, she's going to be talking until everybody's done eating, the maids will be eating, and she's still talking." And I said, "Let her talk, and I will be talking like crazy, you know." And my father, "Okay, clown, you can stop now." And he said, you'll be a lawyer. I said, "I don't want to." He said, "Why not?" "Because I don't want to be a liar." I said, "Not lawyers are not liars." He said, "Yeah, some of them are." I've been to court with him before to watch him, you know. And I said, "I think some of them are lies." He goes, "No, don't say that." And so he said, "Okay, but you have a big mouth and you can talk, and nobody is going to argue that. So if you're not going to marry a lawyer, mark my word, you're going to marry one." That was a curse. I married one.
Wow.
That's not really a curse.
Wow, that's so cool. So,
My first husband was a lawyer, graduated from Tulane University. That's where I met him, at the hospital. He was best friend with one of the resident physicians. That's how I met him. Actually, he saw my twin sister first, but my twin sister didn't want to go out a blind date. So, and I'm adventurous. I said, "Okay, I'll go." You know, "How does he look like?" He said, "I don't even know," because I didn't even know that he saw me when he was visiting the hospital. And when I met him, a blind date, you know, he came to my apartment and he said, "Okay, let's go." You know, so he was very talkative too. We have to, like, kind of tell each other, "Shut up, let me talk first."
Are you identical twins with your sister?
Yeah, identical twins. Wow. And we look alike. Para daw pinagtiyap na panutsa.
But yeah, this.
Said, "Oh, she's your sister. I'm not really sure." No, if
they all, after the break, they switch. This is we're talking to the twin sister now.
Yeah, talking to. But unfortunately, she's in Kansas City. That's where I've been going back and forth, because she was just diagnosed with breast cancer. So I was trying to help her out, you know. So we're identical twin. We look alike, but we are night and day. And people say she's always, my sister was always in the dean's list in USC. I wasn't. I was only dean's list once to prove them that if I want to be there, I'll be there. But I was having more fun than studying and all that kind of stuff. I said, "No, you be the one to take the flag for the family, not me." So they were saying, "Oh, your twin sister is just so smart." I said, "Good. And I'm so beautiful." So he's the smart one and I'm the pretty one. And my sister, oh my God, you know. So it's like night and day. She's very introverted, conservative. In fact, she wanted to convince me to enter the nunnery, to be a nun. She was friends with all the sisters all over the place. And she said, "Let's be nun and be you closer to God." I said, "I'm closer to God no matter what. You be a nun, I'll watch you." I said, I don't want to be in the nunnery because I'm just gonna corrupt the priest, because I like men too much. You know, so he said, "Oh my God." So I'm extroverted, I have the big mouth, and she's basically she's my listener and I'm the talker.
So I think we still have some questions, but we're gonna have to have another break. So drink your water and let's get ready for the last segment of the show. We'll be back.
Okay.
All right.
About drinking my margarita. Drink my margarita. Okay.
See you.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's...
All right, we're back. Yeah, I think what I want to ask, because you're a grandma and you're a mom, is it true, Paul? Because everybody just says that when you become a grandma, it's like you realize how much you love your grandkids. But what's the difference of your love for your children and love for your grandbabies or grandkids?
Okay, with my grandbabies, I have more patience. I think I can, absolve them of their little, their actions that are not really palatable to me without really castigating them. With my children before, they always told me that, you're like a Hitler. I would tell them, I'm the disciplinarian, because my first husband always told me, you discipline them. Because, I don't want to be the heavy. I said, okay, that's fine. So I would tell them to do this or to do that. I basically taught them to be, respectful, mm-hmm. to give, allowances to other people and to just make sure that look at the best of people and give them the benefit of the doubt. But if they misbehave, even, tangents of what I tell them not to do or to do, I would right away correct them. And I have no qualms about saying, you sit down and listen to me. I don't talk harshly like that to my grandchildren. My grandchildren, come on, baby. Come to Lola. Let me tell you something.
Wow. So we can see the glow from you when you talk about your grandkids.
They're beautiful wow. children, really beautiful. Yeah. But the only thing that I don't like is, not that I don't like, but I regret is all my three children, they don't look like any Filipinos at all. They were like all whiteies.
Oh.
I do admire that, there's some people in there who want their kids to look more white than Filipino. So I really like what you're saying, that you want them to look like Filipino, right? Because we should be proud.
Well, at least half and half, because my mm-hmm. my first husband, their father of my children, is, basically Jewish. He was Jewish, but he was part English, Scottish, Romanian, Russian, and what else? And Irish. So he has light red hair, whatever, hazel eyes. And then my kids came out to be like not really looking like Filipino, especially my daughter. My son's a little bit, but they're tall. I'm the shrimp in the family. My daughter's about 5'4", 5'5". My son is about 6 feet. Thank God, not a shrimp like me. And then, of course, my daughter married. The first husband was 100% Greek. So my grandson, who is the oldest one, look like Greek, but mm-hmm. he has like blondish hair. And then my two granddaughters, the first one, the four-year-old, he's blue eyes, blonde hair. And the younger one is like my daughter when she was little, almost like auburn dark brown hair and light brown eyes, and they're fair. So I said, they're beautiful. They are so beautiful. Everybody's saying that, but I said, I wish they look a little bit more Filipino, because they're not going to ask them, are you part Filipino? No, they always think that they're white. I'm like, okay, whatever. So that's the only regret,
So, Paul, we have more comments from Joan Estarija from the Philippines. Good evening, Mom Esther from Philippines. And also from NJ Bakani. You want to read the question, Christian, from NJ?
Sure. NJ is asking, what is the most valuable lesson you've learned in the life that you'd like to share? Ooh.
The most valuable lesson in life is to just keep going, follow your goals. And doesn't matter really if you fail in one area or the other, because failing and falling down is a stepping stone to success. Anybody be on your way. Be in your way, because when you fall, you get up. And I get it from my father too. He said that this thing that you have to remember, he said, when you are up there, don't be too cocky, because the only way to go is down. So don't look down on others, because guess what? One of these days you're going to be down. But just be happy of what you have and be content and don't be too cocky. But when you're down, don't be too depressed. Don't be looking up and said, oh, better for you. He, poor me. Don't have a pity party, because the only way you go is up. So mm-hmm. be positive and be, you know, be looking up and not looking down. So those are the lessons I learned.
This explains why you have such successful kids and such like wonderful grandkids. Like, I love this. I'm surprised I'm just meeting you right now. I wish I've met you before.
Yeah, well, there's actually an event at the Happy Cherry. I think it's your chance to also invite
We have a calendar of events every November, because we have activities almost every other week, you know, to get the community engaged and also the cancer survivors and caregivers. This Saturday actually is an annual celebrating the gift of life, which is a sharing dinner dance, mostly dinner and sharing. Dance is a little bit, you know, because I have to incorporate dance, because I'm a dancer. I love to dance, not table dancer, but dancer in parties. Okay. So I have this celebrating the gift of life fundraiser, and it is only like $50 per person donation. And we have usually two or three cancer survivors and caregivers who are very, very brave and strong to go ahead and share their cancer journey, and that would touch a lot of people with the same cancer, or maybe with similar issues, having cancer. And so we have this at this Saturday, May 25th, at the Fairfield Marriott, right here on FM 1092 in Missouri City, very close to Highway 6. And we're gonna have Italian dinner, and we're gonna have these people going to share their journey. And of course, MJ's wonderful daughter and singer and dancer, Mara, will sing for us. And the dress code is just business casual. And we're gonna have a DJ, of course, and we're gonna have my daughter, who will be catering the Italian dinner for all of us. So it should be a good chance for you to meet me, Chris, if you want to. Eileen, I wish you can come, Eileen.
How do we share this event with like the viewers right now? Do you have like a Facebook page?
I have a flyer, actually. We have a flyer that I sent to MJ. I think MJ, you have the flyer, right?
Yeah, for my copy. I forgot to send it to the group. But yeah, because you know, you sent me because of Morris' performance. But yeah, we have.
Or how do we find you in Facebook so we could share this?
I don't have a Facebook. I never go to. I don't have any social media, because I just have no time. My daughter created me, but I don't go there. I don't post anything.
Yeah, we have another comment from NJ Bakani. She says, okay. I really enjoy listening to you. Thank you for your inspiring words.
Well, thank you too for listening and watching. And, you know, it's all my pleasure. I love it. I love talking, you know that.
Yeah. So, ano po, for your final words and inspiration for all our viewers, as a mom, as a grandma, and as a servant of the community, ano po yung ano nyo? What's your final message for everybody who's
final
watching
message, right now? Be yourself. Be productive. Reach out for the stars, your goals. Love your family utmost, and most especially if you have grandchildren or adopted grandchildren, whatever the case may be, cherish them, because you're only going to be here once, and you don't have any second chance to be on this earth. So make your mark and leave a good legacy, so people would say, wow, we miss her. Not like, thank goodness she's gone.
I'm talking to you right now, and I'm also like saying, wow. Thank you so much for all you do.
Yeah. Kaya I know because I've known you for a long time po. Yeah,
with
my husband when he started at MD Anderson. That's when
we worked together.
Yeah, and then we've been attending some of your events and all that. So I'm really inspired by your story, your dedication to serve the community. And that's why we wanted you here, and we wanted our viewers to learn from your very inspiring story, because this is what the show is all about. We try to feature people that can inspire, motivate, and empower our viewers. So it's been a pleasure having you tonight, Poy. We really appreciate
it.
Yeah.
One last thing. How do people help out or how do people join the Filipino Cancer Network?
Okay, we have a website. It's www.fcna-mh.org. And you can, there's a button there. It was down for a while. My son, who is the computer wizard, just starting to rebuild it. For some reason, it went down for a long time, and my husband was the webmaster, but now it's my son who's the administrator, and you can join there. And we still, he's still reconstructing it, and we're going to put more stuff there as we go along, because we lost all our data from the other website that we had before. So they can join. It's free. There is no membership fee. You can. We meet quarterly, and we don't ask you to attend all the meetings and events. Just pick and choose what you want, but of course, we want everybody to come and join us, because the more the better. And they can also donate their time with us when we volunteer at different events, like the MD Anderson Boot Walk and also the Caribbean Breast Cancer Walk. Can join us. We also have our own walk, and it costs you your time. And if you want to, of course, support us in our endeavors, we have different activities that we post a calendar in our website that you can pick and choose and come join us. And we welcome everybody. Doesn't matter if you're from the northeast side southwest of Philippines, or if you're non-Filipino, we welcome you. If you're Black, if you're white, if you're Hispanic, if you're purple, if you're Smurf, we welcome you.
Yeah, so let's support po the Filipino Cancer Network of Metro Houston. So please support them in their activities, even donate if you want to share and your blessings. Let's help them, because they do so much for the families and for the cancer patients and survivors. So yeah, it's been a pleasure having you tonight, Ate Cherry, and God bless you, and see you on Saturday. Yeah. So
okay. Pleasure is all mine, and thank you for asking me to be part of this podcast. Appreciate it.
Salamat po.
Salamat po, and good night po.
Salamat din po. Good night.
Good night po.
Bye-bye.
So Christian, it was a good one. Well, actually, we have another comment here from Geraldine Garcia. Hello, Mom MJ and Sir Christian, and Mom, good evening po from Philippines. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I think it's, so what do you think, Christian? I mean, it's really a very
amazing, inspiring, like, wow. I wish, like, she's like a good mentor for, like, you know, young nurses who want to make a mark in their community. And yeah, even people in like non medical fields, because like she was super good with her kids too, that they're successful in their own right. And they're also helping her out by, you know, catering to her event, fixing her website. So, because like, you know, stories here is like the moms also wanting their kids to be nurses, or wanting to like pressuring their kids to be at the same field, but like she didn't do that, but they're still supporting her. And like,
and you know, as a parent, I think our greatest success or our greatest joy in life is really seeing our children become successful and happy. And you know, success is measured in so many different ways. It's not just your material wealth or whatever, but success is measured in a lot of different ways. And she exudes a successful woman of the community. I think she even had she was awarded at some point, I believe, you know,
I'm sure she has so many awards.
Yeah, she was featured in a national magazine and all that. And she is really someone who's to look up to by a woman, a younger woman like me. And she's really fun to be around. I'm not kidding. So you should come to the event, Christian and Eileen. I challenge the two of you. Come on this Saturday. It's going to be from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. So
thank
join
you
us.
For sponsoring my ticket at the MJ. Thank you so much for your donation.
Yeah, so join us so we can support the Filipino Cancer Network of America, Metro Houston. And another comment from Joanne. Yeah, hello, Mom MJ and Sir Christian. Good evening, Paul. Yeah, so I think it's about time to show them who's going to win.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it, yeah.
And this wheel, I think we cut off at like 7:50, 7:45. So if your recent names are just commenting right now, it might not be there. But yeah.
Joanne is the winner. Yeah, congratulations, Joanne. I think it's her second time winning, if I remember it right. Yeah, she has won in the past. So yeah. So congratulations.
Do they get like bigger and bigger prizes the more times they win?
It's the same prize. Yeah, but Joanne, thank you so much for watching. And please share our show to your family, to your friends, and to your Facebook page. Share it so more people will be blessed with the life lessons that we are actually sharing in the show, and that you can be empowered, inspired, motivated, that whatever challenges you're going through, hearing these different stories of people that have gone through difficulties or struggles that you might be going through, can really make an impact in your life. Right, Christian?
Yeah. And also, thank you for supporting us. And a heads up, this Saturday, we are going to have a new show, which is going to be the teacher show. Well, we're still confirming some details, but follow Lion Media Network on Facebook, and we'll get you more details over there.
So Facebook and YouTube, Lowin Media Network. So you'll have the chance to watch all our shows, and please share and subscribe to all our channels. Yeah, so it's been a wonderful evening with, again, thank you so much, Miss Cherry Sloan Medrano, for sharing your beautiful story and inspiring our viewers tonight. And Christian, thank you again, and
thank you.
Yeah, and actually before that, we have to mention our last episode for this season. Yeah. It's going to be next Monday. I know it's Memorial Day, but we are having a really, really nice show. Why don't you tell them about it, Christian?
So we're going to have Mrs. Universe. I'm not talking about at the MJ, but I think she's also probably qualified. But we are going to have Mrs. Universe. If you want to see her, watch our next show on Monday. And before that, there's going to be an event, which is like a Mother's Day event before we end this month, which is very, I feel like, significant, because, you know, if it's Mother's Day month and it's also Asian American Heritage Month. So it's all a good mix of, like, that's why we have Mrs. Universe there. So yeah.
Let me correct that, Christian. Mrs. USA Universe. Yeah.
For me, she already won. I saw her, she already won for me.
Yeah. So come. Yeah. So watch our show. Yes. Watch our show for next. What is this? There is.
Don't worry about it. We can skip that one.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, join us on Monday. It's going to be a very special show, and it's going to be the last episode for season 2. So Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Philippine Time. Join us again here at Be Bold.
Why not?
All right. Good night, everyone. Good night, Christian.
Bye.